There are two notable aspects this week, and one is all about luxury, while the other is all about having no verbal filter. Find out in this episode which zodiac sign is on each side of this experience. Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show, sharing helpful horoscopes in a morning feature every Friday. This episode is for the week beginning November 5th with Venus moving into Libra and Mercury moving into Sagittarius. The week actually starts out quite strong and ends with a bit of a challenge, but nothing you can't prepare for with a little bit of predictive horoscope foresight. I'll be looking at each horoscope using the solar chart method, which forecasts with your sun sign as the first house point of the chart. And if you have your birth time, then a personalized reading could give more precise dates and detailed explanations of possibilities. At this time, I'm not taking on any new readings. I'm booked out until the 5th of December. But if you are eager to secure a video chat reading, then I'll include the booking link below. And if you're more interested in a written astrology report, then I'll link the waitlist for those too. And in the meantime, you always have this weekly show. Who doesn't want to hear that it's a good start to the week? It's been eclipse season, and these are usually points of powerful shifts where something changes profoundly. And yes, everything is always under the influence of change, but there are levels to this. Some changes are imperceptible, or they're just in the background of your life and influence things very slightly. Then there's the middle of the road changes that impact you, like roadworks, changing your journey to work, and then there are these massive developments like switching careers, moving country, starting a family, starting a business. The big, huge changes that kind of somewhat shift your direction too. And then there are the changes that are completely outside of your control. And these are things like other people's actions. So we finish eclipse season, which punctuates what we've established as a seamless path of life full of change, with even more surprising, shocking, or powerful adjustments happening around eclipse season. And that's what we're rolling out of currently. So a prompt for this moment, if you want to pause and just think about it, is what was the biggest shift for you recently, say within the last month, especially in the direction of relationships, values, finances, or your self-confidence? And then this week begins, where things really start on Monday with Venus in Virgo, trine Pluto in Capricorn. It could be a positive experience of intensity, like something is escalating, something is increasing. This is a strengthening development that, okay, the particular message for each sign is slightly different, but the main theme is going to be around relationships, especially intimate ones, or a strengthened passion for something that could connect you more, could make you money, or could make you feel beautiful and just improve your survival in a pleasing way. For those in relationships, bonding is strong now. You could be very grateful for your partner or just very in awe of them as an individual. And just in general, for everybody, relationship or no relationship, it's less patience for the superficial and more drive for things that really mean something. On the same day, Mercury in Scorpio trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces is a really enjoyable time when following your imagination, or it's some perfect ideas that gently come to light. Soft realizations, and I imagine some psychic sensitivity for some people. There may be a struggle with focus at the worst end of this spectrum, but this is great for talking about feelings or for writing. It's great for watching fantasy movies. Serious issues, dealing with serious issues, not so much. Discipline isn't the easiest as the week starts out. So if your Monday is a very, you know, typical Monday, in the work week world, consider using an exercise such as time blocking to keep yourself on track. On Wednesday, Venus enters Libra, and this is a home sign for the planet, the theme being mainly about beauty, compliments, women's issues, peace, compromise. This transit is the epitome of the saying that you catch more bees with honey. This is not a time of going overboard, but it's also not a time to be shy. Venus in Libra is about finding romances or flings and just all-round elegance, pleasure, and aesthetics. But 2 days later, after this beautiful planet in a home sign ingress, another planet shifts signs. And this is very apt for seasonal changes, having planets move from a sign they've been in for around a month to a new sign indicates an adjustment in focus. When reading astrology, it's regarding the planet's meanings and symbolism, but in nature, it's the change of seasons. The planet is seen through the lens or the meaning of the new sign and the next sign change. We have Mercury, which is all about the literary world. It's about information, news, newspapers, trade, communication, and the telly industry, so telephone, television. On Friday, Mercury moves into Sagittarius, and this increases curiosity. I'll go into a short technical explanation because it's quite important and relevant here. Okay, so some background astrology. Each planet has two signs that boost its strength and two signs that, whenever it's in those signs, its effects are made weaker. This is called the essential dignities, if you want to research it. And so a planet can be in one of four things here. It can be in domicile, detriment, exaltation, or it can be in its fall. Domicile is the planet in its ruling sign. And I like to remember this by dom, as in domestic. So it's in its home. So this domicile or domesticated planet, it's comfortable. The effects are natural and pleasant, just like how you feel in the comfort of your home or somewhere that you find safe. And detriment is when a planet is in the opposite sign from its sign ruler. So it's very uncomfortable. And as an example, the moon is ruled by Cancer. So when the moon is in Cancer, it's doing great. But when the moon is in Capricorn, which is the opposite sign to Cancer, then things are not so straightforward. Exalted planetary placements are when the planet is in a compatible and friendly sign. And then the planets in fall are in opposition of that friendly sign. In which case, fall is just as it sounds. It's hitting the ground. It's not good. It's like the fall of Rome. The planet Mercury is ruled by Gemini. The opposite sign to Gemini is Sagittarius, making this placement fun. But when Mercury moves into Sagittarius on Friday, it is in its detriment. The usual sharp pointed knowledge is watered down. It's less pointed and, to a degree, less accurate. The planet of knowledge knows less and communicates with more difficulty. So imagine lots of questions that seem pointless or useless. Lots of embellishments when it comes to not just sharing stories, but also making plans. Like when you or someone else says, I'm going to do this and this and this, followed by this and then this. And maybe even like a third of that actually materializes, or the whole process shifts and changes. Mercury in Sagittarius is very challenged when it comes to time management and actually attention management too. And that's kind of just to say that even if you did all the correct time blocking exercises to keep you on track, there is likely always going to be something that is a little bit more attractive for you to think about. If you were supposed to be finishing some specific work, like the end of day numbers or counting down registers or checking inventory or taking care of kids or finishing some kind of project, your mind will be more into the idea of doing something totally unrelated to what you're supposed to be doing. And if a person has Mercury in Sagittarius in their natal chart, so they carry that meaning in them as a person, they may be the kind of individual that needs you to repeat something a couple times before it fully assimilates. They could be somebody who doesn't necessarily think before they speak. Have you ever connected or communicated with someone and you say something, they don't quite understand it, and you explain it again in the exact same way, changing nothing at all, just repeating yourself, and it seems to make sense the second time round? Or someone who says something and answers their own question as they're talking. Celebrities who have this placement include Britney Spears, Scarlett Johansson, Nicki Minaj, Christina Aguilera, Jay-Z, Jake Gyllenhaal, Jared Leto, Jimi Hendrix, Jude Law, Sir Isaac Newton, and the funniest one that I kind of found was Gordon Ramsay also has this placement. Now, picking out Gordon Ramsay, Britney Spears, Nicki Minaj, these are all people who just say things. There's a bluntness in their delivery, and it's just naturally, organically blunt. Transfer this into the general experience of Mercury moving into Sagittarius this week, and you've got a massive pot of word soup, where you are at risk of giving or being on the receiving end of some tactless communication, some irrelevant questions, and some curiosity that is maybe a waste of time following up. Mercury in Sagittarius is a Mercury that's weaker than usual, so all Mercury things could suffer too. Weak intelligence, problems with vehicles, tech issues. Imagine kind of like the matters of a Mercury retrograde. Some occasional brain fog, or just your mind feeling like it's out of it. This includes wasted time, mindless chatter, and some misguided thinking. As this shift happens Friday, it won't really be noticed until the following Monday, because the weekend is commonly a time of freeing behavior or a little bit of fun and recreation. But come Monday, when the mood is still lax, that's kind of when the challenges of this ingress begin to show up. It was mentioned that in the world itself, Mercury governs the news, so this could also mean confusing news or incorrect numbers being shared that end up being revoked, or some backtracking happens. The media world is going to go a little bit more bonkers and a little bit wacky for a bit. And when this happens on Friday, when Mercury moves into Sagittarius, it also manages to make a square to Saturn, which is now direct in Pisces. But it's still a square. A square aspect is two planets 90 degrees apart. Just draw that in your mind. Just imagine a 90 degree angle. Doesn't even look harmonious, does it? This angle is one of competition in astrology, so these two planets enter this contest. But the battle isn't a tug of war like it is in an opposition. It's a dominance thing. The difficulties are between maintaining focus and the struggle of being disciplined while trusting something bigger and better is developing. This is also a moment of isolation. Less phone calls, less texts, people not responding to messages, just everyone leaving situations up in the air. Everybody leaving each other's text messages on read. So with all this information in mind, try to recognize the moments where you may be dwelling on a negative. Lead with a kind of, it is what it is, attitude this week, because come Saturday, when Mars in Scorpio is opposite retrograde Uranus in Taurus, restlessness is your most important battle. There could be something or many things that feel like restriction. It could be a person whose actions hold you back and it drives you to anger, or it could be someone creating new laws or rules within your world, within your realm, that are completely unfair and wrong. Arguments are a possibility. And impulsive behavior is, it just becomes easier, I guess, to act without thinking. And it's thinking about the consequences, that part specifically that's missing. You think about what you do and jump into it a lot easier. And thanks to this aspect, this is the time that Murphy's Law, the one chance that something will go wrong, it will be now. Those consequences are most likely to occur, so minimize risk taking unless it's absolutely necessary, or if you're like 99.9% recurring sure that you can handle the 0.01 chance that it may not go as planned. because until December 1st, roughly, that's just the way it's going to be. All zodiac sign horoscopes for this week are timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, Monday could be a chat with a neighbour or a landlord that goes better than you could have imagined. Changes in rent or changes to the terms of your living situation are acceptable or accepted. And in general, something going on at home happens and you're okay with the adjustments. Wednesday, when Venus enters Libra, this is the epitome of the perfect transit for pleasant and happy experiences. More love is coming into your life through someone or something else. You're less likely to take things for granted. And during this transit, you could even reconcile with a friend or someone you cared for deeply. And the main struggle is really just going overboard with luxury spending or displays of love and affection, which if you can afford the spending or you are showering love on someone who is really good for you and deserves it, it's not even really a struggle at all. Your connection with other people needs more to it now. You could find yourself very receptive to the thoughts and opinions of others, connecting on a very different level. The workplace could be a little more settled than it has been, and at worst, things are kind of just amicable there. On Friday, Mercury enters Sagittarius and makes a square to Saturn in Pisces. Regardless of what is happening, whatever is going on, you may have the inner feeling of something good brewing over the horizon. You could also learn something really kind of unusual, something very offbeat compared to how you usually perceive things. And this opens you up to new ideas for work and new levels of job satisfaction. Whether that be work to switch to or another way to be happier within your current employment. And chatting to someone you trust, I'm talking about the one person who gets you, even when you're not making sense. Chatting to this person and sharing the ideas you have or the details of a new opportunity could help you with a career decision that's been in the works. The Mercury-Saturn square suggests the possibility of a missed opportunity, so make sure to fully explore things that land in front of you this week. Make sure to do a pro and con list or any other kind of comparison decision-making tools that you use, and really make sure you don't pass up on the very thing that could get you out of a rut you may have found yourself in professionally. Saturday's Mars opposite retrograde Uranus is some clumsy manifestations of irritable energy. This is an unpredictable weekend, and while I'm here trying to predict it, it could be things like an unexpected argument with an ex-lover, or something someone owes you, an apology, or materially. It could be a little windfall that arrives aggressively and out of the blue. It's best to just say, expect the unexpected on Saturday and just do your best to move slower to avoid the consequences of things being utterly chaotic. And at best, this is a chance for you to be a pioneer, a maverick, and just upset convention with your own rules now. To get more well-rounded insight into your week ahead, listen to your Earth sign horoscope for Libra. This is the sign planet Earth was in when you were born on it. And your soul sign horoscope for Capricorn. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, when your soul chose your life. This week for Taurus, relationships deepen in intensity and become very passionate. And as you know, passion can go two ways. It can go the way of everyone having fun, or the way of a passionate request to be treated better. And while this week essentially starts out positive, there is very, very obviously a lack of fairness in a situation, and things that are unequal right now could be impossible to ignore. Having your mind on the things that are most prominent and dominant, especially with regards to passion and fun, and all things that you deserve, but maybe you're not getting. Honesty is the best policy right now. You're likely to be lax where it comes to spending cash and counting things, not thinking straight anywhere else in your life because of this mental preoccupation. So, side note, if there are things that need to be taken care of, pre-make a budget or choose not to scrutinize your spending too much because other things are on your mind. Wednesday, when Venus enters Libra, this is your chart space of daily routine. So this is a cleanup of your workspace, which, if you've ever watched the movie Limitless, the first thing he does after taking the pill to give himself an edge on life is clean his space. It's so true that a focused and positively working mind cannot exist in a cluttered space. Clutter translates into cluttered work or living environments that clutter your mind, and you'll be driven to bring order and cleanliness to everything for the fact that a clean space offers a great starting point for absolutely anything, and it can boost productivity. This does offer a message of good health and success when searching for satisfaction in everyday things. If your routine has been inconsistent, then it could start to become more consistent in a pleasant way, a way you need it to be. And as for work, there is a focus on jobs and the money you make doing certain work. This is a positive for any Taurus looking for work or a promotion, anyone searching for a new job or more satisfaction in the professional area of your life. But it really does matter how clean everything is, as in you could apply for a million jobs, but if your space is disorganized, you'll not get a single one of them, because the prerequisite for being ready for a new venture or something big is having the basics of your survival appropriately handled. Friday, when Mercury enters Sagittarius, making a square to Saturn in Pisces, knowing that Mercury in this sign is confusing and it's moving through the area of your chart all about connection with others, then in the most basic sense, how and where and why you connect with others has a confusing element to it, which could come with some really intense emotional reactions that are equally confusing. And yeah, this really impacts concentration, because a connection you have is all-consuming in its operation and function within your life, making everything else a challenge to think clearly about. Yet there are obligations that need your full attention now, so it's a difficult time with those. Disagreements with others are a lot stronger than a simple different perspective on tastes or things. You know, when you like something and someone else prefers something different, that's okay if it's to do with food, colours, fashion styles and personal expression. But when it's about morals and life direction, then that's when things get sticky. So business partners or personal romantic connections are more likely to reveal differences that seem difficult to reconcile. Saturday's Mars in Scorpio, opposite to retrograde Uranus in your sign of Taurus, is extra restlessness and extra irritability for you. And it's not your style to express anger in an aggressive or forceful way. Yet that seems to be the inner drive burning at the core, where you just want to yell or scream or ask something, and it feels explosive. It's burning, and everything else you're supposed to be focusing on or doing just sits in the background. And this is a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, where you could absolutely put a foot down and demand that the unspoken is now spoken about. But this just leads others to go even more into their defensive mode and closes up the situation further. It really could feel difficult to find a win this week, but it's there. And it could be found more easy if you begin by cleaning house first. Get more insight into your week ahead by checking out your Earth sign horoscope. Your Earth sign is Scorpio, and it is, as it sounds, the sign the Earth was in when you were born on it. And check out the soul sign too. For you, this is Aquarius. This is the sign the sun was in when your soul chose your life. This week for Gemini, Monday's aspects of Venus trine Pluto and Mercury trine Neptune indicates matters to do with a thing that you're keeping private, relationship agreements and connections that are being kept a secret, as much as it could be, you know, people you're not supposed to be talking to, or some kind of low vibe, low energy entanglement. It could also simply be that you're keeping this connection private in order to make sure it works out first prior to announcing it to the world. This could be business related, where you want to confirm the details first, or any other relationship that starts quietly just to make sure it gets its footing. This could alternatively mean some prying for information you're not ready to give out, so someone trying to get a secret out of you. Choose your words carefully, as always, and don't reveal too much. Wednesday, Venus enters Libra, and your need to have fun increases, and this is about having fun your way. Not just being the guest in others' fun worlds, and actually is a side effect of being the creator of your own stimulation and excitement, you could be much more sensitive to criticism or people's tongue-in-cheek jokes. But this actually works both ways. So the people who say meaningful, heartfelt things to you and about you are the perfect people to spend time with because you'll feel genuinely appreciated. If you are trying to conceive, this is a great time for boosting that possibility. And Venus is in this sign until December 4th. So use that fertile information as you wish. On Friday, when Mercury enters Sagittarius, it makes a square to Saturn in Pisces. And this adds to that already mentioned sensitivity. And it really works to either make you feel like $1 million or to question your own thoughts and sanity. You'll be tested through other people the hardest, and Mercury in Sagittarius is already wishy-washy and unclear information, which already goes against your dialed-in nature. So when others around you become more ambiguous and less direct, plus your own momentary lack of having, you know, the right words to say, you could feel better off minimizing your interactions on days that you just don't feel like it when you're just not in the mood. This is a very supportive time for discussions that are all about finding a compromise. Anything else is just too much of a wet blanket. Saturday's Mars and retrograde Uranus opposition could be you and a friend parting ways, the end of a friendship for good. Disagreements are fine, but when they're to do with gentle tastes and scent, but in this case there's some big irreconcilable difference between you and someone, and that gets cut off today or in the next few days for good. Never again will that chapter be reopened. Don't forget to check out your horoscope reading for the Earth sign. Your Earth sign is Sagittarius, and it's the sign the Earth was in when you were born on it. And also your soul sign horoscope. For you, this is the sign of Pisces, and it's the sign the Sun was in when your soul chose your body 3 months before birth. This week for Cancer, some of your friendships may remind you how important connection is. But not just any connection, those with people who are, and there's a cliche saying of like-minded, but I'll go one better. It's the connection with those people that you share the same values with. You and someone else can be equally intelligent, but if that intelligence is going in different directions, then there's not really that much thread between you. It's that sensation when you're hanging out with or getting to know someone who literally feels the same way as you do about food, life purpose, and all the really important, valuable stuff. It's a whole different level of support. You may be slightly aware of the friendships that lack that element and much more tuned into those that feel naturally aligned. Even better, as this week starts out, if you can brainstorm or pool your mental resources with someone who is spiritual in the way you are, or someone who feels a certain way about self-development that matches your feelings, then some kind of chat could leave a positive epiphany at the beginning of the week. And even if this is a non-collaborative thing, if you're in your hermit crab shell and doing the peaceful Cancer thing of enjoying your own space, then getting into a good book or two is equally as helpful. Wednesday, Venus enters Libra, and firstly, a dirty space will feel like a headache, and it's not like dirty dirt. You could dust and clean and wipe and rinse everything, but if there's clutter, you are still going to be affected. Cancer naturally has Libra on the fourth house of a solar chart. In your personal chart, it could be different with an additional message or another house's involvement, but in the basic solar chart for Cancer, Libra is in the fourth. Your home dynamics are important, more so than any other sign, perhaps with the exception of Taurus. And in some way, you need roots to be able to live outwardly and confidently. Those roots need to be a place where you can feel and experience emotional security, where you can rest, retreat, and refuel. And anything that is off to do with the home, from arguments to structural issues to clutter, literally Fs you up. It Fs you up so much more than the other signs. And before you can really flourish in your personality and lead with your soul, your home environment must know peace. As intense as that is, especially if you've struggled to have that peace for most of life, this transit of Venus is a portal that allows you to strive for that with higher chances of success. And the portal of a transit is really just the alignment of this being the right time for that particular activity. So this is the right time to look for and create contentment in your home space. This is the time to action a move and have it go better than any other move prior. This is a time to spruce up and decorate your home, to sell it, to buy one if that's on your agenda, or to start exploring options of maybe a new place to call home. Libra is also the sign of decisions, and if a decision has been up in the air, now is when you may start to stabilize it. Friday, when Mercury enters Sagittarius and makes a square to Saturn in Pisces, any perfectionism, which is funnily enough a little known thing about Cancers, their mind is a perfectionist type of mind. That with maturity, you're able to know when and how to moderate, but that doesn't stop this acute mental fault-finding software you have running. So any perfectionism, and then add Mercury into the mix of your sixth house, you'll find faults with all of the different things going on in your day, every day. What's important is that you don't over-critique things, and you don't hurt yourself or others with that, and you use positive energy to correct things that you're critiquing. If you're going to be down on yourself about your eating habits, then plan some time to meal prep. Don't call it out without figuring out how to fix it. If you're criticizing the way your day runs, like how you have no time left after all your to-do list, like how you have no time left after all your to-do list stuff, then plan differently. Try time blocking, which is great. You can kind of allocate a specific block of time to a specific task, and this could be a really important thing, a really helpful thing for you now through December 5th, because there may be so much going on, none of which you really want to even sacrifice or surrender. You want to do it all. So get better at time planning and attention management to get you through that. Sticking with this perfectionist energy, someone you talk with over the weekend, it could be kind of a discussion that on the surface appears like you're both talking about different things. And this is in business, personal, or romantic relationships. Don't get too stern or make any definitive assumptions until the following week. Actually, wait until like the beginning of December, because all communication is really kind of out there and mismatched right now. And this is with the purpose of expanding yours and others' horizons through alternative perspectives that ultimately do land at the same goal. But it's going to take a month to understand that you are going to the same place as someone else, just that you're doing it different ways. Saturday's Mars and retrograde Uranus opposition is some pressure in a workspace. Your career is going through a definition kind of phase where it's adjusting and shifting. And while it won't change entirely, like 180 degrees into a different field or something, it is taking on a slightly different form. This is as much an opportunity for upwards change as it is requesting less responsibility or declining to take action on specific workloads. You protect your energy in both directions. Make sure to check out the horoscope for your earth sign. Your earth sign is Capricorn, and this is the sign planet Earth was in when you were born on it. And also check out the horoscope for your soul sign. The sun was in this sign 3 months before you were born, which is when your soul chose your life, and for you this is a sign of Aries. This week for Leo, your superiors or other authority type people in your life are much more invested, interested, and involved in what you're doing. And I don't know if this is with love at the center of it or money. Maybe someone who loves you and wants to support you as much as they possibly can. Or maybe someone who just wants to help out materially. And this is quite valuable to you. You may be a little rusty or functioning a little bit slower than usual. So any healthy support you get from others now is perfectly timed. Your connections could be ideal. And with Wednesday's Venus moving into Libra ingress, your goals or achievements are a little bit more clear. You have a peaceful mind with less chatter, less noise, and for now, less overstimulation. With this transit, there could also be lots of good news reach you between now and December 4th, which includes positive results if you're in education or just all-round nice stuff through fulfilling relationships. The movement of Mercury into Sagittarius is less favorable than most think because of the struggle Mercury has in that sign. This comes out within your relationships and they may be good, but some of the conversations are going to suck. This to me reads as unconditional love. There's this heightened experience of unconditional love, even if someone is talking absolute junk or not making any sense, there's still a nice feeling of love from you or for you at the center of it. the square between Mercury and Saturn is much nicer than the usual representation of the square. As much as others may just be talking funny, harmless, and simple nonsense, you get the floor to just as equally talk about whatever you want with somebody else listening. This is a time of talking about things that are almost pointless to talk about. And in one representation, this could be a conversation you have with someone that is the equivalent of speaking to a brick wall. Or it's chatting with someone you love and care about, talking about things like what you would do if you won the lottery. You know, something with the odds being so small. That's definitely a fantasy-based conversation, but still something fun to talk about. If there are serious things to be dealt with, paperwork, formal stuff, you could find that you have to put in extra effort to keep your concentration up. And with Saturday's Mars and retrograde Uranus opposition, there is some awkward stuff, some annoying, awkward things that don't go to plan, or something said that ends up creating bigger, more explosive reactions than expected. The energy between you and someone else is fraught with tension. And there's an epiphany at the end, which gives you a new perspective on life. So, yeah, while it's annoying, each revelation offers you something valuable this week, even the most shocking. To get more insight into your week ahead, check out the reading for your Earth sign. It's the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it. And for you, this is Aquarius. And also the soul sign. For you, this is a sign of Taurus. And this represents the sign the sun was in when your soul chose your life. This week for Virgo, nightmares, as in nighttime dreams. So nightmares that are not very nice could be more frequent. And if it's not in your dreams that you're facing these scary things, you may feel your adrenaline a lot more in your waking life. This is you either wanting to skydive or walk on coals or do something else that's a common fear. Or it could be things that just make you jump and panic a little bit more than usual. You're tapped into music a lot more this week, so use that for therapeutic or cathartic release. Because there's nothing like the feeling of independence when listening to music. That feeling where you feel invincible listening to your favorite song or something that gets you really pumped up. So music could be a healthy daily activity for you to indulge in. And then Wednesday, Venus leaves your sign. It enters the sign of Libra, which is a comfortable sign and a comfortable space. So your Venus portal, if you will, opens up in the area of financial matters. Pressures may be lessened and a side hustle could do amazing now. You may go back to an old way of making money or you resurrect a dormant idea that boosts your income. And if it's to do with serving, making, selling, baking, delivering food, or if it's to do with beauty, or if it's to do with the stock market, then it's actually a fantastic idea. Friday, Mercury enters Sagittarius and squares Saturn, as it does, so you remove yourself socially, attending only the things that are most important to you and steering clear of any other people. By reducing your social activities, you give yourself space to do your own thing. More conversations with a female family member could crop up, and these could feel annoying but necessary conversations to be had. This is an anxious time moving forward, and Saturday's Mars opposite retrograde Uranus in Taurus is an omen for you to be careful of hidden agendas when others are offering you their support. Be sure to fully weigh up the costs of saying yes to someone before you actually say yes. To get more insight into your week ahead, check out the reading for your Earth sign. This is the sign planet Earth was in the day you were born on it, and for you is a sign of Pisces. And then also the soul sign. This is one of the really important ones. It's the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is when your soul chose your life. And for you, this is Gemini. This week for Libra is firstly a message to carefully monitor your finances. And most of your horoscopes and most of your experiences over the next 2 years will have a financial, material or food-based message at the core. Something that's just worth remembering. And this week, it's about some financial surprises coming out that were maybe a secret or previously unknown to you. Or maybe it's you doing the revealing. And all of these financial messages over the coming couple of years are going to be shocking and quite unexpected. On Wednesday, Venus enters your sign to bring something nice after a recently intense eclipse season. And this is a message to spend some quality time, more attention and even money on yourself without guilt. Essentially, Venus in your sign, in its home sign, indicates a time of feeling good about yourself. And if you're not then this is the time to change that. A surprising element of this might be that you want to do these things alone. Instead of having the company that you know, friends, family, and loved ones, you might be feeling more of a hermit than usual. And Friday, when Mercury enters Sagittarius, it also makes a square to discipline-loving, responsibility-focused Saturn. It's leaving your second house and moving into your third house. So contracts with a financial heir to them may be significant. And in the absence of anything like that, general restlessness, anxiety, and hyperactive mind is all kind of indecision-based stuff. So the best approach is to avoid pushing yourself into anything that involves making a decision until this transit is over around December 4th to 5th. Saturday's Mars opposite retrograde Uranus maybe is the chance to get some of that alone time you're looking for. Everyone around you is a little bit too much right now, so it could feel better to just go it alone, even with the challenging things. When others are undependable or unreliable, you kind of suck it up and handle things your way. It's not the easiest, given that you like to find compromise, but this coming weekend, compromise doesn't seem possible. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Aries. This is the sign the earth was in when you were born on it. And then the soul sign, which is Cancer. This is where the sun was during the time that your soul chose your life. This week for Scorpio, one of your relationships gets really deep in the most pleasant of ways. And this is exciting. This is a happy scenario. This is something getting serious in a way you want it to. And if it's not a relationship taking the next step or growing into a bigger commitment, it could be a new relationship that forms and is incredibly special from the beginning. On Wednesday, when Venus enters Libra, past memories of old relationships could haunt you, or they could serve as kind of how not to make these mistakes again kind of memory. You're super tapped into red flags right now, and in moving forward with someone in a serious and healthy way, there must be no baggage from the past weighing things down. And that's what this 12th house Venus transit does for you. It gently encourages you to handle any baggage for the next few weeks, and this includes times where you went too much into self-sacrifice for someone. But this could also point to private matters in love, like keeping something a secret between you and a partner only, and you guys not telling anyone else, because maybe whatever you have going on is easily misunderstood by people who just won't get it. There's a spiritual element to most of your close connections now, and a little gift you could receive this week reminds you that you're really very loved. Friday, when Mercury enters Sagittarius and makes a square to Saturn, as it does, these financial situations are more prominently on your mind, but not necessarily the most clear. This is actually the time of year that focusing on finance is the most appealing or desirable to you. It will be like that every year due to this transit. Yet, at the same time, these activities are much less structural than, say, when you do them any other time of the year. Because of a diluted attention span, you could miscalculate something. So if serious money matters and investments are on your mind, maybe schedule them to be handled closer to December 4th, when Venus enters your sign and the reins of finances and love and all things nice are completely and fully in your hands. Saturday's Mercury opposite retrograde Uranus aspect is a message to practice good health as best possible, as you're quite susceptible to sudden heat-related problems or fever-like sicknesses. Oddly, holding a phone in your hand for too long and it burning, or too much time at the computer, too much time sitting at a desk or similar, could be super uncomfortable for the body. Make your office or work environment the most ergonomic for your physical self, not just for a boost in productivity, but for some actual body relief from strains and aches too. Don't forget to check out the reading for your earth sign. This is the sign of Taurus, and it's the sign the earth was in the day you were born on it. And check out the soul sign too. For you, this is a sign of Leo. This is where the sun was 3 months before your birth, when your soul chose your life. This week for Sagittarius, some uncomfortable professional boundaries aren't anything that you're not used to. Just be careful that you're not becoming complacent or you're accepting anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, because what you see as keeping the peace may look to someone else like participation or an invitation for them to keep on going. Communication is key right now, which is hilariously ironic given that later this week, Mercury enters your sign, putting the power of talk in your reach, but super confusing. Looking at Wednesday first, when Venus enters Libra, new associations that you've formed, new friends that you've recently made, could expose you to really cool ideas. Or they may feed you good food, bring you candy or nice snacks. You want to go out more, but make sure to satisfy this on your own terms, or else you'll find yourself in among a crowd, bored as heck, and wishing you were at home. Exposure to new ideas comes through females. And on Friday, when Mercury moves into your sign of Sagittarius, it may actually be a bit confusing figuring out what to even think or believe after some feminine energy in your environment leaves you with something really interesting to ponder. A communication breakdown may be developing, and this is a bugbear of Mercury in Sagittarius, so pick your battles. But just as importantly, pick your agreements too. Don't agree if you don't agree. That way you'll figure out who is and isn't your people. Make sure to check out the horoscope reading for your Earth sign. This is the sign of Gemini, and it's the sign Earth was in when you were born, on it. And of course, the soul sign too. For you, this is the sign of Virgo. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, when your soul chose your life. This week for Capricorn, you may be obsessed with morbid things or things that are funny in a darker way, so dark, sarcastic humour. And you can channel this by watching things that match that, like comedy shows or Black Mirror episodes on Netflix. Things like that are very fitting. Or whatever kind of emo drama or something similar works for you. Any health issues this week that you could experience may be down to worry, or they may be due to not necessarily hysteria, not even hypochondria, but just kind of low energy and low feelings brought on by this really being a bit of a darker time with a shadier tone than usual. Wednesday, Venus enters Libra, which could be a month of lucky breaks in your career. Probably guaranteed to shine light on any intensity in the career area. And this could turn things into a kind of happy, positive experience. And you could even receive some favorable feedback, which helps you kind of reassume your usually perky, happy, positive role, which just in turn makes people keep on loving you even more. It's like dark humor, light humor, get you a person who can do both. And that's you this week. A high point in your career is developing, especially if you are fully engaged in something already that you love doing and kind of have just really effortless, fun scheduling and turning up to. Friday, when Mercury enters Sagittarius, it makes a square to Saturn, and this gives a hint of advances being made. And this is up to and including the effort you've already put in, but not necessarily advancements above and beyond those efforts. That's not to say great heights aren't achievable, but you are always, always able to say that you've worked for what you achieve. And this is no different. You don't get handed it, you earn it. So expect rewards on par with the effort that you've recently put in. Thoughts could be muddled, and there's lots and lots of hype. What you say makes sense to others, despite this being a really weird time, communication-wise, and you can thank your natural inclination towards details for that. Perhaps you're better than other people right now at explaining things using similes or, you know, example situations. And at its worst, this challenge of Mercury through Sagittarius could be a little bit of bad news for someone in your office, and you find yourself sympathizing with them, especially if it's a really serious issue on their part. But then very quickly, Saturday's Mars opposition to retrograde Uranus points to some potentially faulty wiring in your home, or a leak, or something else that would kind of involve needing to get workers or momentarily evacuate the premises. It seems like something to do with your home environment is up in the air through a situation, or just maybe a lack of you even being there. Maybe you've been too busy and it is making you feel weird coming home each time. Where finding comfort in your own space is a little bit more difficult than usual. Make sure to check out the reading for your Earth sign, which is Cancer. And this is the sign that Earth was in when you were born, on it. And of course, the soul sign Libra. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before your birth, when your soul chose your life. This week for Aquarius, your personal life is going through some huge, huge adjustments. And in the long run, they're positive, because the result of these changes is about to be more depth, more comfort, and, you know, a better feeling of belonging. You also have this increased sensitivity and imagination. So definitely write down any dreams and goals that you have this week, no matter how big or how out there they seem. You're entering a very powerful era soon, so nothing is impossible. On Wednesday, Venus enters Libra, and you realize how ready you actually are for new life experiences. Something different, something new, with travel being your first calling, but actually any kind of massive life change works now. Everything you want and everything you're attracted to in your mind is the most beautiful, aesthetically pleasing version of something. And you're on a path to essentially creating the most perfect life and the perfect place for you to be. And the ride there may be full of a few detours over the next 2 years. And it's 2 years because a move is pending over the next 2 years, but it's not quick, it's not fast, because anything rushed and anywhere you go between now and early 2025 isn't likely to last. So there's a lot of benefit in being patient and exploring your options and just enjoying the quality in order to figure out better where you want to be. Friday, Mercury enters Sagittarius and makes a square with Saturn, as it does. And if public speaking or mentoring is on your radar, then this is a sign to nurture that. Invest in yourself in the area of that skill set. And Pluto moves into Aquarius in January, other than, you know, a short dip out of it summer next year. It's going to be there for good, transforming your entire life drastically. This will be ongoing for over a decade. And within that decade, your purpose and career life could absolutely change. And maybe speaking gigs and speaking arts could be involved in that. These things are definitely on the rise. And if you have talent and skill there, this is a portal opening for you to claim a spot on TEDx about your subject, or dive into comedy or any other motivational or entertainment-based leadership that involves a lot of speaking. Get comfortable with tech if you aren't already, and use the confusion of Mercury in Sagittarius to learn a new language, which could be something like NLP, the power of persuasion. It could be learning a tech or coding language, or just how to use words in a sales way or an influential way. The thing is that with this square to Saturn, you may feel personally bothered or bugged about how this should look, or what even really is it? What talent do you have to cultivate? This is letting you know that you don't need all the answers right now. You just need to start exploring your options. And you do that by diving into the skills and talents that you want to grow, seeing how that goes. And if it goes well, great, affirmative, keep going. And if it doesn't go so well, switch, pivot, change directions, and you will find your niche and your groove soon. A relationship cools down and you may not understand how or why. You've possibly made an error in judgment in the past, and you're now dealing with the after effects of that. Saturday's Mars in Scorpio is opposite Uranus retrograde in Taurus, and your environment may be filled with more excitement, maybe even a few dangers. This could indicate you taking a risk or doing something fun, and if so, enjoy yourself. Let your hair down and just forget about all the other stuff for a few days. Make sure to check out the Earth sign reading for you, which is Leo. This is the sign planet Earth was in when you were born on it. And also take a look at your soul sign reading. For you, this is the sign of Scorpio. This represents the sign the sun was in the day your soul chose your life 3 months before birth. This week for Pisces, relationships with relatives and neighbours tend to be kind of unequal now, and you may read more into communication than is actually even there. Or there may be hidden messages and you're not quite picking up on them. And if it's you dealing the slightly veiled messages, then others are really, really not going to understand them at all. If you're expecting more of someone than they are giving, or if someone is expecting more of you than is fair, or this is vice versa, analyze that with sensitivity and don't feel obliged to meet someone else's expectations, and try your best to hold back on unloading your own. Translated materially, the start of the week is an omen to be careful about signing any leases or deeds or any dealings regarding real estate, rent, home changes, or a mortgage matter. There's a misrepresentation of the value going on or what something is even worth, resulting in possibly paying higher. Wednesday, Venus enters Libra, which is about reminding yourself of your true needs, as well as your fears and vulnerabilities. And the responses that you get from people you are close with will either intensify your concerns and needs or pacify them. In some of your closest relationships, you are going to want some kind of validation that these people are all in and that this is done so healthily, happily, and pleasantly. And if you don't find any confirmation of that, if you find more that you're yearning for these things, then that in itself is an answer. Friday, Mercury enters Sagittarius and makes a square to Saturn in Pisces, and this highlights matters to do with career and personal lifestyle. Disagreements and disputes, or just plain dissatisfaction in these areas, can show up, and if you feel unsupported, you are reminded that it is your responsibility to change the situation to feel better. You can see this happening as others focus their mind on a matter and they bring their attention to things that you may or may not agree with, but they do it so confidently. What you see in others, when you see them actioning a mindset that puts them towards a path of change, you want that. You might even need a little bit of support in attaining that mindset, which could feel especially intense if you feel like you've recently fallen short of a particular goal. Obligations to home and family and show up more now, and you may have important house matters to deal with, or you may even have to relocate for a while. Or another perspective, you may feel that you don't belong in your current community. Saturday's Mars in Scorpio opposite retrograde Uranus in Taurus is a very accident-prone transit. The most common negative manifestation of this energy is all to do with cuts and bumps and scrapes and bruises. This is symbolic of a difficult to predict life path, which is happening. Changes are less clear for you than anyone else, but that's because things are changing in your favor. So right now you're going through the teething process or the bottleneck part, and that's always going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign. Your earth sign is Virgo, and this is just a sign that planet Earth was in when you were born on it. And of course your soul sign too. This for you is the sign of Sagittarius. And this is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, when your soul chose your life. That's it for this week's horoscope episode. Follow the show to keep up with all the episode drops. Next week's astrology episode features the cleansing intention of the new moon. And if you enjoy these weekly horoscopes, I'd like to kindly ask you to leave a review on whichever pod platform you're listening on. It helps keep me going and working hard at these episodes for you each week. Speak to you next time.